Hello, everybody, and welcome to Android App Addicts episode 433.5. This is an impromptu episode. Mark does not know I'm doing this. Eric does not know I'm doing this. Nobody basically knows I'm doing this. This is called Uninstall Right Now. This stems from a web page I saw a couple days ago, and it really did get me thinking, mainly because on the list of apps on this page, we in the past suggested a large number of these apps, and we did because they were good. But time has changed. I'm going to keep this as short as I possibly can, but it's still going to be a long episode just because there's a lot to say. Number one, every thing is going to be affected by this in the future, and here's an example of it. Desktop browser plugins. Once they gain so much popularity, they have a user base, they have eyeballs, they become valuable because of that. They can easily be sold to entities that then try to do things bad. So in the future, we're going to see a lot of browser plugins, for instance, that are going to go out of favor over time just because of bad practices by the companies. And some of the examples I'm going to give for these other apps are going to be just like that. So whenever we think about software not from known sources, okay, and when I say known credible sources, software from Google, I'm going to say software by Microsoft, software by Apple, software by big name companies like Steam, we feel much more confident in them over the long haul because it's much less likely for them to have a dramatic shift in attitude or policies as far as their software is concerned, okay? We're going to start on this list of the first things you have to uninstall, quote unquote, right now. What I really do encourage people, I'm going to try to do a couple tweets and notes on this show. Very short list. Take that list, tweet it to yourself, email it to yourself, Facebook it to yourself, screenshot it, keep it for later. When you come across friends or family's phones or devices, ask them once in a while, can I take a look? Take a look at their apps. See if they have any of these apps installed. And if they do, be a good friend. Be a good family member. Be a good giver of information for the digital realm. And uninstall these apps from their phones. And you'll find out why. First app on the list was actually a Quick Pick Gallery. Okay, Quick Pick Gallery was the app that we suggested a long time ago because it was unbelievably light, unbelievably fast, did exactly what it was supposed to do. It was supposed to let you view and share pictures, put them in little albums and everything, but why is it bad? It was bad because it was bought by Cheetah Mobile last year. The company immediately started updating users' data to their own servers, uploading users' data to their own servers, evidences by a Google Plus user that found a new raft of DNS request. They basically did packet sniffing on their network, and they found this thing is communicating with other servers that it didn't used to. And then when they did packet captures, they found out it is sending up people's personal information to the server. So Quick Pick is the kind of application you need to uninstall right now. What should you install? Well, this article over on Make Use Of, this is where this article stemmed from. They suggest Pictures, P-I-K-T-U-R-E-S dash Beautiful Gallery. Pictures Beautiful Gallery with a C in, with a the C taken out and a K put in. Pictures by Dune, D-I-U-N-E. E for Everyone does have some sort of in-app purchases. Completely free to download. 27,000 plus reviews on it, has over 500,000 downloads, updated April 10th, 2016. So it is updated, current version 2.1. It looks like it's a very simple picture browser. Okay. This is only the first example. So the app we trusted is sending personal information without your knowledge up to their servers. Perfect example of why you need to get rid of an app. Okay. Next app on the list is ES File Explorer. Now, we did touch on this a little bit in a show, like two or three shows ago. Long story short, ES File Explorer was by far the best file manager on the market. You could connect to shares. You could connect to FTP clients. You could connect to web devs. You could connect to all kinds of different services on your network or on the public internet, and you could access files, share files really easy. You could also do network shares where you could, like, over Bluetooth even share files. Really, really great tool. Okay, why is it bad? The free version has been pumped full of bloatware and adware, and it endlessly nags you to download a additional apps via non-disableable notification bar pop-ups. Okay, I have seen this as well. When I re-wiped, I believe it was my Moto X, and I let all the default apps, quote-unquote, come down on my phone, one of it was ES File Explorer. A day or two later, at my lock screen, it asked me if I wanted to enable turbocharging or fast turbocharging. I had no idea what it was. It took me forever to figure it out, aka I never really did. And then weeks later, I saw this and I saw a screenshot of what that, the way that ES was nagging you. It was the exact same screen. So if you want to get rid of nagware on your device, and I'm sorry, nagware can be as upsetting to the average user as an actual infection, or as mad, you know, as bad as adware. So I definitely encourage everyone, get rid of ES File Explorer. One of the tools they suggest you should use is FX File Explorer by Next App. E for everyone, no in-app purchases, completely free to download, top developer, 48,000 reviews, 4.5 stars, well over 1 million downloads, between 1 million and 5 million downloads. Now, there is add-ons you can buy, but they're separate applications. So if you want to get like root explorer and stuff, you can option to buy more. I can tell everyone right now, this is a very solid, competent app. I like it a lot. It works really good. Okay. Next, browser, or the next app they say to uninstall right now is called UC Browser Fast Download. I honestly don't remember if we suggested this one in the past, but the icon does look kind of familiar. It is by UC Web Inc., free to download, no in-app purchases. When you search for UC Browser in Google Play, you will find lots of different versions of it, okay? They say why it's bad. They say tracking users' search queries are sent without in encryption to Yahoo in India and Google, and users' IMSI number, IMEI number, and Android ID, Wi-Fi, MAC address are all sent in the clear over the network to YouMenj, which is a Alibaba analytics tool to basically capture users' data for stat gathering, is what I'm going to say. But it basically does it all in the clear, which is completely not cool. And everything you search for in the bar, it sounds like, is sent over there. That's not cool. That's not kosher. What do they say you should use? Well, obviously Chrome. Firefox has matured a great deal. If you haven't tried it in like a year or even 6-8 months, I encourage you to try it again. But the other one they suggest is called Lightning Web Browser. Honestly, cannot say I heard of this one, but it definitely looks really small, really light. 10,000 reviews, 4 out of 5 stars, does have between 500,000 and 1 million installs, updated May the 7th of this year, so it's up to date. Current version 4.3.3, so it is definitely been around for a little while. Again, that one is called Lightning Web Browser. Okay, next one they say to get rid of is called Clean It. C-L-E-N-I-T, no space when I see it in the Google Play Market. It's called Clean It, Boost and Optimize and Small. I don't even know what the hell it's supposed to be. It claims that it can save more space, save battery, yada, yada, yada. Okay, why is it bad? Most of what it advertises is actually detrimental to your phone, is what it's saying. For example, cleaning the cache will ultimately slow your phone down when it needs to rebuild its cache. Okay, it's also bad because every time you delete and have to rewrite, you are aging the internal hard drive on your phone. So you really don't want to write unnecessarily over and over and over again, and that's what this app will make your phone do. It also says Cleaning your RAM only leads to more battery usage, which I do agree. Every time you forcibly wipe things out of your RAM, there's many triggers that can cause them to come right back up, right back in. So it is literally a worthless and never-ending game of whack-a-mole. So to clear the RAM is utterly pointless. And it says, killing running apps does not save your battery, as the app claims. Absolutely not. Killing apps is pointless. Stopping them from ever loading is a true thing, but only root apps can do that. This app cannot do that. This is the endless game of whack-a-mole, which will just make your phone work harder. Now, what do they say you should use in its place? Well, really, they say a couple apps. If you want, you could use Greenify, which does have a root module with it. It also has a exposed module for greater power behind it. But the other one they use is SD-Made. And SD-Made, I will say, I saw very mixed results with it. With that said, even if it works perfectly as advertised, you're not going to see great changes in the performance of your phone or the usage of data on your SD card, in my experience. So it's the kind of app you can use to make yourself feel better about things, but the overall impact to your system will be kind of minimal. I have no problem saying that out loud, okay? Number five, it's just called Music Player on their list, okay? It is called Music Player by Leopard V7E for everyone. 343,000 reviews. 343,000 reviews, over 4 stars is what it says. It has between 10 million and 50 million installs. Okay, the icon for this is blue square with a white note in it, and the background's a very soft, bounce meter going in the background. This app has a hell of a lot of installs, and what it says is, why is it bad? It has a lot of ads, but from a user standpoint, it eats through data plans. The amount of ads it downloads is ridiculous, everyone is saying. It also can have negative effects on your battery because it's constantly downloading ads, is what they said. That alone is something that makes me say, no, do not use it. Anything that can affect your battery usage and your data limit so much where people actively complain in the comments for it, you don't need it. There are much better solutions out there. One of the things they suggest you use is Google Music, one called Phonograph. I did look at Phonograph. It is 19,000 reviews, E for everyone, completely free to download by Karim Abul Zed. Very clean looking interface, material design. I do not see any ads anywhere on any of the screenshots, at least I'll say that. It has between 100,000 and 500,000 installs. Current version is 0.13, so it is very new. It's very new. It does have some in-app purchases. I say use Google Play Music if you want to stream music. If you want to have local music, you can use Google Play Music as well. You can have it on your device and play it. If you have other music players that you suggest, please let us know, aaa@podnuts.com. Okay. Next app they say to get rid of, we're up to number six now, is called DU Battery Saver and Fast Charge. Okay. The name of it to me just screams of lying and scheming. Okay. Let's see what they say. Why is it bad? Fast Charge. A app does not have the ability to change how fast your device charges. This is also the king of advertisements. It sponsors almost every ad that you've seen in any other app, and it also has ads on your lock screen and notification bar. Also, all those fancy speed graphs and cool animations are totally fake. So the app is lying in every shapewear form. It cannot do anything that it says that it can do. It has a blue battery on the icon. If you go take a look at it, DU Battery Saver and Fast Charge. What they say to use in its place is really nothing, because what it claims is a lie. But one tool they suggest, if you want to at least see what your battery is doing, is called GSAM battery monitor. I will say I've never seen this app before. I don't believe so. And I think it looks like an all-star. It looks great. Really good, deep, detailed information with long-term graphs. If you look at the built-in battery battery graph in Android, it seems like it doesn't go back very far. This looks like you can customize how far back it goes. It is by GSAM Labs. E for everyone, completely free to download. No in-app purchases. Hard to beat that. 52,000 reviews, does have between 1 million and 5 million installs. Current version is varies with devices, what it says. I believe this one has been around at least a little while is what I'm going to say, to have that many reviews. So if you want to know more battery information, check out GSAM Battery Monitor. Okay, the next one I can tell you we suggested multiple times over the years. Okay, Dolphin Best Web Browser is what it's called now. Dolphin Browser. Okay. I can tell you personally, Dolphin got really slow for me over time. And it just seemed like it always wanted to have an extra bar or an extra icon that just, to me, got in the way, slowed things down. Okay. Why is it bad? Like UC Browser, this is a tracking nightmare. Worst of all, it saves your incognito mode website visits in a file on your phone. Wow. Go and check. Don't believe the hype. Delete it now. So if you use incognito mode on Dolphin Browser, it's still saved on a file on your phone, which is exactly the opposite of what incognito mode is supposed to be. And it basically tracks you like the other browser does, sending your data to all kinds of different servers. Okay, Dolphin Browser. 2,300,000 reviews, well over four and a half stars, 50 million to 100 million installs. We need to get it off people's phones, okay? What they say to use in its place, Chrome, Firefox, and again, Lightning Browser. Wow, that's really bad. Okay, next one they have is a very generic looking app to me. It's called Photo Collage Editor by Zentertain with a Z in the beginning, like entertain but a Z in the beginning. E for everyone, completely free to download. No in-app purchases. It says it's by a top developer. 883,000 reviews. 4.2 is the average. 50 million and 100 million installs. Somewhere between that. Wow. Why is this bad? Lots and lots and lots of ads. The most annoying of which is the DU quick charge ad on the lock screen. Okay, so this is one bad app supporting another bad app, but this is by a top developer, which tells me they're not going to be a top developer much longer, having that kind of attitude and that kind of stuff in their app. This next app is another one that we did suggest, and it might have been me suggesting it. I will say that. Oh, no, wait. To replace the app, Snapseed. Snapseed is a Google app, which I can tell you right now does a hell of a lot more than people think it can do for picture modification and collage making. Snapseed. E for everyone, completely free to download. 411,000 reviews, 4.4 stars. It has between 10 million and 50 million installs. Updated May 26th, constantly updated. Great picture editing app. Okay. Here is the number 9 app on the list, Clean Master Boost and App Lock. Okay, I remember this app from a long time ago, and I remember it was billing itself as the CC cleaner for Android, to which I really was confused by because there is no temp files that we were aware of, at least back then. There is no registry that we were aware of to clean. So what in the hell was this thing cleaning? I believe I probably did tout this as well. With really, really small devices, you might see a minuscule increase in speed when you run this kind of tool, but it would quickly disappear in battery usage because this will also, again, clear your cache, causing you excessive writes to the internal disk. It will clear your RAM, thus forcing your apps to reload again, thus using more battery. Why do they say it's bad? First off, it's made by Cheetah Mobile. This was the first company I talked about in the very first app doing very bad things with your data. They also say packing ads, bloatware, nag screens, Secondly, it does not do anything useful. RAM saving apps were valuable once upon a time, like I said, but the Android system has developed so much that they are merely a hindrance. With the built-in garbage collection that happens in Android, you really don't need to worry about cleaning the cache yourself or the RAM yourself. It also says Android now has its own native handler for assigning RAM, and in short, it's all being used in the most optimal way. In many cases, it can even deliberately keep RAM loaded to help performance. Most like a computer system, laptop, desktop, computer systems, for instance, you always want the hard drive to be less than 80% filled for maximum performance, speed, reliability, blah, 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 blah. With RAM, you typically want more RAM to be used. The classic example of is if you ever had to manage a Microsoft SQL server. The SQL server never knows how hard it's going to get hit 2 seconds from now or 5 seconds from now. So it literally gobbles up all the RAM it can right now in preparation for huge demands that come to the system. Thus, it acts more responsive in times of dire need. In Android, you want most of your RAM used, so when an app calls for something, it's already in RAM. RAM is fast. It just pulls out of RAM, and there you go. So Clean Master is another one you need to get rid of, unless you have a 4-year-old phone, is what I'm going to say. And if you have somebody in your life with a 4-plus-year-old phone, let's help them together and get them a new device of any kind. Go to swappa.com, find anything, and give it to them. Anything will be better than that. Okay, number 10 on their list is basically every antivirus app, or they say almost every antivirus app. And why? It's because this. 99.999999999. Incredible. I mean, incredibly high percentage of anything that can happen to your phone. There is no antivirus on the market on Android that can catch it, stop it, disable it, or do anything about it. Okay. It can only catch super old things. And there's not really a lot of super old things out there. And when there are super old things that are out there, Google themselves are stopping them before they hit your phone. So the AV will literally do nothing on your phone. There's nothing it can do. There's two ways to capture infections on a computer. You either use heuristic determinations, or you use what is basically like keys. I'm trying to remember the right word. You take samples of a file and you basically do hash matching to figure out, is this an infection? All the antivirus on Android just uses hashes to identify a infection. So if an infection changes one bit, if they insert a space or a tab in the code anywhere, it completely changes the hash, which completely changes that signature of that file. Thus, no AV would ever find it. So all you got to do is change one thing, and you cannot catch it that way. Well, that's the only way Android antivirus can catch anything, is by that hash. There's not enough heuristic stuff going on the phone for them to determine how to do it, nor do they have the correct access. If you notice on your desktop computer, AV runs with the highest possible privileges and rights that it can, higher most of the time than the user themselves has rights. On Android, no antivirus is ever going to be able to run as high as you, the user. So anything you can do, it can do. And anything an infection can do where it gets higher access, it can do anything it wants to the antivirus. So to have an antivirus on the phone is useless. Using up battery, using up space, using up write cycles. Okay, why do they say it's bad? They are on the side of, let's just say, cautious optimism. They aren't all bad per se, but they are largely unnecessary. That's why the biggest names in the industry right now market their apps antivirus capabilities as part of a larger security package. There are a couple caveats, however. If you install software from third-party sources, i.e. not from Google Play Store, then you are definitely more vulnerable. Or if you have a rooted device, they say you're more vulnerable. I don't want to get into that argument right there, but they also say both of these situations can open up your device to malware that Google has no control over, which is 100% accurate and true. Okay, what should you do instead? In this case, it's not so much what you should install, but instead, you need to make sure that what you do install is from a fully fledged provider, from the Google Play Store, from the Amazon Marketplace, from F-Droid, from places you know where people are trying their best to clean everything up. They do go on and say there are apps from Avast and Avira. Both of them are well-known Windows security companies that tend to offer additional features such as password-locked apps, remote device wiping, and call blockers. Okay? Those three things have nothing to do with antivirus. And if one of those apps do any of those things really good and you need those things, install those apps. I'm sure you'll be very happy. But again, the 10 apps you need to get off of people's Android devices right now: Quick Picks, ES File Explorer, UC Browser, Clean It, Music Player, DU Battery Saver and Fast Charge, Dolphin Web Browser, Photo Collage, Clean Master, and AV Apps. If you notice, there's really only a couple types of apps in there. There were apps that do with photo manipulation, saving, collaging. There is web browsers, and there are apps saying that they can clean and speed up your phone. And then there was one music app. Get those phones, get those apps off everyone's computers as soon as possible. I want to thank everyone for their support. I want to thank Mark for all the support. He's given me super early notice when he cannot make it to a show. He's had a lot of things going on in his life. He took a planned outage on his other podcast, and yet still things came up and totally affected his life. And he still was very nice in telling me when he can't make it well ahead of time. So I definitely want to thank him for all of his support, and I hope everything gets back to normal as soon as possible, but I still encourage him to take off as much time as he needs. I want to thank Eric Ardini for all of his years of support. He is the man. Anytime I get to meet him anywhere in any country, any state, I will do anything in my power to meet him, shake his hand once again, sit down, have a beer with him, and just chat. Unbelievably great guy. I want to thank everyone on Patreon for their support. If you go to patreon.com/AndroidAppAddicts, that's where you can get exclusive content and you can communicate directly with us and you can get things that not everyone else can get. And with that, I want to thank everyone again, and I will talk to everyone next week.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.